And of course, again, as I said, I'm your humble host and your fellow fanboy, doing best that I can to enlighten and entertain you with the Hero Smash Show. That's enough for now. Come back soon.
Meanwhile, back on Earth.
Yeah.
What time you guys gonna get here? I've been waiting forever, man. Sitting in the arcade and I'm just like,
while back on Earth. How you doing, everybody? I'm chilling in my room. I'm just trying to get in the mood to do this adventure. Some simple plan.
Storyteller.
I know most
dreamer.
Hi, my name is Henry Shell, and this is the real life story behind Planet Shell, the Hero Smash Show, and the many, many other creative sides of me, which you are about to know.
Make some noise, rock the world before your time runs out. Let them know what you're about and just make some noise. Rock the world, no matter what your game. Make sure the whole world remembers your name. Make some noise, rock the world before my time runs out. You know what I'm about, I'ma make some noise. Rock the world, so when I'm out the game, just to remember my name.
Alright, what's up, guys? We're back on Earth. Yeah. It's about 2 weeks since my last entry, and I'm just on the road right now. Heading to the studio. Ironically, we talked about music on my last entry, but it's about 2 weeks since my last entry, and I want to give you guys an update on Hero Smash, because it's been a while since I even did a show. And but my friend, Mr. Jermaine Cowan, another fellow musician artist, just happened to be passing by this morning. He's going to the studio down the street from my house, so gave me a call and asked me if I want to come by. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna see if I can get a piece of his session here. I'm just pulling up the driveway now to the studio, talk to him for a bit and check out the new music he's doing, and then we'll come back and I'll do my official update on Hero Smash, and we'll call that a day for Meanwhile Back on Earth. All right. Yes, sir. All right, what's up? I know. You're still around here, eh? I'm just in your backyard, basically. I'm up at Steeles and Kennedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just above it.
Just above it, exactly.
Okay.
I know, there's no thing. Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah. What? It changed up everything. Yo, what's up, guy?
We haven't been here that long.
It's been a while. When that last time I came? Wait. I thought you had a...
I never had a...
There was a long time.
But everything was here. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Holy crow, that monitor is huge. Nice. Holy crap, those speakers are huge.
Yeah. I just got some new tracks, so I'm going through them right now. And culture, these are like roots stuff. Yeah, more singing, because for the next hours I'm going to do a lot of singing. You don't do rock.
You've known me for a long time now. I've done everything. The only thing I haven't done yet is like polka. I'll do it. I'm just waiting on some.
Yeah,
you know.
Watch this.
But I've done everything.
I need a rock song. Remember I tell about the same song.
I know.
I need the words. If I can get them today, Shalom, it'll be fantastic.
You need a rock song? Like, do you
rock
have
song.
The melody for it already? Or?
Yeah, man.
I've done rock. Whatever
so
guitar
big.
Parts I can't do.
Hmm?
Whatever guitar parts I can't do or Adrian can't do, I know.
I can bring a white guy to do it.
That's not going to be white.
I just about to say.
I see
who's a white guy. You know, yeah.
So you would bring in a drummer.
I can play drums for you.
Huh?
I can play drums.
Shut up, stop it. You can't play drums.
I can play drums. It might not be professional standard, but I can play it.
Crazy, you know.
So you're doing a new song, or the one you're asking from me?
The one.
Okay.
I'm asking from me.
but also
or just beef it up.
Well, you just give him the song and then make him, because you can produce. You don't necessarily have to use live. You can produce, right?
Yeah.
But just give him the song, make him hear the song, and then make him see what he can come up with.
But also, depending on where you want the song to go for this, you don't necessarily have to have a live jump. You could have like what I know.
So now you see how this thing looks. Now how much do you charge now, by the way?
35.
Seriously? Rockstone. Are you serious? I should have come over here from a long time if I knew that.
Is that too expensive?
No, guy. If I knew it was 35, yo, I would have been here from a long time because I'm right in your backyard. That's what I'm saying. Just over the summer, let me see. When was it? Maybe September. September, all of September, October, I worked on an EP. And I did it all the way downtown on Yonge Street. And you're right here.
You're not trying for Brecken up come here because, you know, if you guys in Brampton, Leon is here.
Wish I knew that, man. So
yeah, my only problem is that could I have a day job. Just so many people have done.
Oh, Malachi, yeah.
Tell me if you recognize this guy, though. Turn on the
light, man. Shut up. Wait. Oh, I thought it was on Wyclef at first.
Oh.
I'm like, what the heck?
Look at the name.
Leroy Sibbles. The name sounds familiar, but I don't remember the music.
Yeah, Leroy Sibbles is a long time, man.
Yeah.
Like Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after Bob Marley. It's after Bob Marley.
Around the same time because...
So these girls here, they're not singing rock or something like that, contemporary? What are they singing?
Yeah. What it was is that I was a judge at a... kind of like a Canadian Idol thing out in Belleville.
Okay.
No, further than that. Belleville. And these were the three winners, and I also helped sponsor where they got the studio time where I produced and recorded them.
Mm-hmm.
She did a country song.
Okay.
Which me and Adrian wrote. Well, we wrote all their songs, everything. Country song, rock song, pop rock song.
But did you guys wrote and produced all of them?
Wrote and produced, and everything was live, like no sequencing stuff.
So
I did
live
drums, guitar, everything.
See?
Her song went number one out in Belleville and Trenton, and was voted number one song of the year for on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know all this other stuff.
Is she signed now, or was she signed when we were playing it on the radio?
No, like it was just, you know, like
yeah, okay.
But
I want to hear those the next time I come.
The thing is, we have to. It doesn't sound as great as what me and Adrian could do.
Yeah.
Like Adrian wrote the song very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We came up with the chords and stuff very quickly, and just had a couple of days just to do pre-production
mm-hmm.
before they got here.
Yeah.
Then when they got here, they had to learn the song in one day.
Same
day.
Wow.
The same day.
Yeah. And lay it down the same time. Wow.
Like just before all these girls came, Adrian was still writing the words. That when they came, okay, I'm done.
yeah.
And they loved to do it. I think they were surprised. They're like, what do these guys know about like rock?
Rocker. Yeah.
And then when they heard the song, I'm like, wow. And then when they read it, like, wow, this actually speaks to me. Like, you know.
Nice, man.
So it was good, and then when they were gone.
Yeah, man. All right. So you later on also.
Yeah, man.
Can I get the footage, hold on?
Yeah, just come to my house right now.
Right now, guy.
Hopefully Jackie's not on the computer, but
oh my God.
That's the only small hookup if she's there.
I can put it on YouTube? You know how to put it on YouTube?
I don't know how to do that.
You don't put it on Facebook?
I don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Okay, then.
But I just can give you the footage and you can do.
Alright.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Come on. Oh, you good.
Where's my keys?
Virgin, you have to come visit me at my home, man.
Yes, folks, so we're just leaving the studio now, Mr. Jermaine Cowan. What's wrong with this thing? Oh. Yes, just leaving the studio now. My friend, longtime recording artist, associate and friend, brother from another mother. He was recording some stuff for, I guess, his upcoming album. I'm just doing a little behind the scenes for my thing. All right. So he's gonna follow me back to my house now. I didn't get to record as much as I wanted to of his session for my show here. Back on Earth, because us being artists, once he saw me pull out my recording device, he was like, "Yo, you gotta get me some behind the scenes." So I had to basically put me to work. So I was busy recording video for him behind the scenes to promote his stuff, so I didn't get to get as much audio footage for my little podcast here, but it's all good. That's the way it goes. It's my pleasure to do that for my brethren. It's been probably about 2 years, no, more than two, I don't know, it's been a long time since we got to link up anyways in the studio or do anything. We used to be in a group together. Whoa. We used to be in a urban gospel music group together. When I say urban, I mean really urban. We did strictly reggae, hip-hop, R&B, and that kind of stuff. But, yo, this is getting dangerous. I can't do this, and I'm trying to drive and do all this at the same time, put on my seatbelt, and nothing's happened. So I'm going to just cut it here and pick up when I get home. I'm just going home to give him some of the footage that I recorded, download it on the computer, and give it to him so he can take it, because usually what happens is if I don't give it to him now, it'll be years before he gets it, before I get around to sending it to him. So I'm just going to give him the raw footage. So that's it. I'm going to turn up my adult contemporary 98.1 in the background and catch you guys on the other side. Peace.